Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Might be quiet.
There's a sound of worship in this house that has to be brought forth this morning. And let us lift it up now. Lord, to you.
Let the river of my
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Amazing Grace Ministries. I am your host, Deborah Butler, coming live to you from Paterson, New Jersey. We have a great show for you today, Healing for Today. Now, we're going to go over some topics today, and we're going to begin with God's will for you to be healed. Another topic will be is healing for today, and to the end with the apostles. Reasons not to accept sickness. God's redemption plan for you. The curse of the law explained and talked about, and why and who made us free from it. Okay, let's begin. Praise the Lord. Now, our first topic was God's will for you to be healed. It is God's will for you to be healed. Let's settle that right now. Okay? Now, think about it. Many of you out there who may know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and those of you who may not know him as your Lord and Savior, God has said in his word that he desires for none to be lost. His will is for none to be lost, but that all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever, you, me, the whole world, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Clearly, God's will for the entire world is to be saved. Now, is the entire world saved? Has everyone accepted salvation? It's there. It's a free gift. But has everyone accepted it? Unfortunately not. But it does not change God's will. It does not change his will. So therefore, we can really see. Now, we understand that, yes, we have a lot of people who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and we also have a lot who have not, okay? The gospel message is being preached throughout the world. Good news. Not everyone has received it. Think about it. Someone comes to you, maybe a complete stranger, and says, here's a great gift. I have a gift I want to give to you. You may decide not to accept it. You may accept it. But it doesn't change the fact that there is a gift. There is a gift. Now, you may have your reasons for not accepting the gift, and yes, many people have their reasons for not receiving Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, whatever reason. And then we have people who have accepted him and who have given up all the excuses and went past all their reasons and just simply accepted the wonderful gift of salvation. So, it is God's will for you to be healed, just like it's God's will for all to be saved. Are all healed? No. But it doesn't change the fact that it's not his will. Now, God says in Matthew, if you have your Bibles, I'll give you a few moments. Matthew 3:6 says, I am the Lord God, and I change not. Okay, simple as plain as that. You think God changed his mind about healing or salvation? No. He clearly says, I'm the Lord God, I change not. He never goes back off of his word. He never changes. We change, yes, but he never changes. Now, in the Old Testament, Exodus 15:26, he says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Okay? God has never changed. You think because he spoke it over 2,000 years ago that he changed his mind? No. He says, we just read, I am the Lord God, I change not. That's good news. That's good to know. You know, some people, we may say one thing and do another. I changed my mind. But God clearly says, he does not change. Also in Scripture, it says that he's not a man that he should lie. So, we can clearly see that God is a God who keeps his word. Okay, so now Psalms 107 says that he sent his word and healed you and delivered you from all your destructions. He sent his word and healed you. That is good news. He says, my words are life to you and health and medicine to your flesh. In Isaiah 53 and 5, it says, with his stripes, by his stripes, we are healed. Okay, so we're selling that question. Is it God's will for you to be healed? Again. As we also said, that he is God and he changes not. When God created the heavens and the earth, God didn't make a sick Adam and Eve. He made a well Adam and Eve. Totally well, no problems. And they continually walked in the abundance of health. So we understand from the very beginning, it never was God's will for you to be sick. Never, never, never. So we have in his word clearly that he does not change. We also can realize that he gave us precious promises. Precious, precious promises. So now his promises, it says to us in his word, that all of his promises are yes. And amen to the glory of God. They are yes, not nay. They are yes. So God has given us great and wonderful promises. And his promise is that he heals us. Now, I know some people say, well, God, in the Old Testament, and we're going to go to Deuteronomy, okay? Let's turn really quick to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And some of you may say, oh, but we understand in the Word of God that he said that he was going to curse us and, you know, certain curses that he was going to put upon us. Well, let's go. Let's go to Deuteronomy, and we're going to get into that. Let's see all of the things that we are supposed to be cursed, okay? The things that bring about a curse. Deuteronomy chapter 28, start at verse 15. It says, but it shall come to pass that thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake you. Okay? 16 says, curses shall thou be in the city, curses shall thou be in the field, curses shall thou be in thy basket. Woo! And curses shall be thy basket in thy store. Wow. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land. The increase of thy kind and the flocks and thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou come in and thou goest out. Wow. Okay. Let's go down to some of these sicknesses. Over in verse 28. It says, the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Ah. And thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind grope in the darkness. Thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. Thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore. 27 says, the Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, with the emrods, and with the scab and the itch. Sounds pretty bad, right? Now, I know it says here, the Lord will smite thee, but you have to look at what is being said here. God is not a God that does evil. Okay? There's no evil in God. Now, what this is saying here is that he will allow it. He will allow it. Okay? And so these are all the things, if they will not hearken unto his commandments. So these, and so many diseases you can find right in here. Okay? It goes on and on. You can read that chapter in 28, and you can see all the various curses that will come upon the children of Israel, come upon us because of not being obedient to God's word. But look, we're in a new covenant now. Praise God. We have a new covenant. Now, chapter 28, it talks about the blessings. Now, Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. That is good news. You do not have to be sick. He redeemed us. He became a curse for us because the scripture says that curses every man who hangs upon a tree. Now, also, we have in God's word, back in the Old Testament again, Isaiah 53:5 says, with my stripes you were healed. Okay? Now, we see again and again in the New Testament, the New Covenant, which Jesus purchased with his blood. He says in 3 John chapter 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, in this verse right here, not only healing, but total prosperity. Now, we're going to get another show also about prosperity in our finances. Today's show is healing for today. So we want to make that clear. It is God's will for you to be healed. Let us settle that question once and for all. We understand that God is a God that does not change. He said it from the beginning. He still says the same thing. He doesn't go back on his word. Now, the scripture also says that Jesus, that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And what did he do? It says that he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Ah, hear it again. It shows that sickness is an oppression from the enemy. I don't care if you, whatever disease that you have that's under the curse of that law, Jesus has redeemed us from that curse. By his stripes we were healed. He paid for it all. Now, we talked about that gift. We talked about the gift of salvation. We talked about how that God's word has declared that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth shall not perish but have everlasting life. Okay. So this is something you have to receive by faith, just like you did in salvation. Many of you who are saved and who have come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, save you from your sins, forgive you, and you believed it. Now, no one can change your mind that you're not saved. At least I hope not. You know that you know that you know that you're saved, just like you know your name. You grew up knowing your name was Marianne or Susie May or Linda, or whatever, and you were told your name, and you believed it. You got it from good sources, your parents. Well, we have better sources, God. All right, so we know that we know because his word is true. He says if we confess with our mouth and believe with our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. Simple as that. Again, God's word is true. He does not lie. And we receive it by faith. So now that word saved, I'll let you know, that word saved is actually a Greek word. It's called sozo. It means sozo. And in the word saved means rescued from under Satan's power, restored into wholeness of God's order and well-being. Now, it can be used in the sense of being saved from eternal punishment of sin. All right? As we know it. Also now, it is also used to mean healed of disease. So salvation is complete. Some of you may be really bound in problems in your finances. He has come to complete salvation. Whosoever believeth upon him. Saved. Now, if you're willing to accept it. Now, I must say, it was one point in time in my life when I received salvation, and I just counted that word sozo, salvation, as, okay, save me from my sins. I made it. I escaped hell. Woo! But I had to come into the knowledge that he also saved me from sickness and disease. He paid for that. wow, that was good news to me. Then I came into the knowledge that he also saved me from poverty. Oh, wow. So here's another issue again. We understand that he has saved us completely, completely. So we're going to get into the area of the finances a little bit more, like we said earlier. But we're going to go back to Galatians 3 and 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Okay? Now, the Lord, he allowed those sicknesses to come upon the people of God if they disobeyed the law. Now, get it out of your mind. God is a good God. Would you know of any parents who would purposely, I mean, just have joy out of hurting their child or making their child so miserable? I mean, think about it. If you're a parent, and I'm sure you're a good parent, would you deliberately go and hurt your child? Would you deliberately go and do damage to your child and cause pain to your child? Okay, come on. I don't think so. God is a good God. He does not put sickness upon us. It's part of that curse. And because the enemy knows that he can do this, and especially if you're not aware of who you are in Christ and what God has actually given to you through salvation, if you're not understanding the gift of God, then you can get away with it. And you'll be sick, and you'll have sickness after sickness or misery or pain. He bore our griefs. He took sickness from the midst of us, his word says. In Colossians 1:13, he says, I have delivered you from the authority of darkness. Now, he also says in his word that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. He dwells within you. Now think about it. The Almighty God, the wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, it is not his desire to dwell in a sick body. Now, he's in your body if you're sick. That is not his will for you. His will for you is that you be made whole. All throughout the New Testament, we see Jesus, as Acts 10:38 says, he went about doing good because God is good. He said he does nothing on his own. Whatever he heard the Father say, that's what he did. Okay, just picture this. Jesus going through the villages and the towns and people flocking to him. Now, do you think he said, okay, well, you stole something from that man the other day, so you can't be healed. Or you really was mean to your neighbor, so you can't be healed. And you over there, I saw how you didn't treat your boss right. You didn't do all the work, and surely you can't be healed. But you didn't come to work on time. Uh-oh. You can't be healed. Or reason after reason. No, he went about doing good and healing, it said, all. All means all who were oppressed of the devil. All. He didn't single out anyone. Yeah, I'm sure there may have been murderers, thieves, as well as people who may have not done anything, but they were bound with sickness. And they flocked to him, and he healed them all. This shows God's will. There was a man who came to Jesus, and he said, if you are willing, you can heal me. Okay? We're going to read it. If you have your Bibles, Let's go to Luke chapter 5, verse 12. And we're going to see here. It says, and it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, thou canst make me clean. Now, I want to say right here, many in the body of Christ feel that same way. Lord, I know you can heal me. Lord, I believe you can heal me. Those of you who may believe that. But then the uncertainty is there. If you will, I know if it's your will. If it's your will, I know you can do it. But if it's not your will, then okay. I guess I got to bear this. No, no, no. Jesus paid it for it all. Complete salvation. Complete. And this is how this leper came to him. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And it says, the 13th verse, and he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, what did he say? I will. I will be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. What does that say to you and me? What does that say? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He paid for it all. He clearly demonstrated God's will from the beginning, that no sickness or disease should ever dwell in your body. I will. Okay. We said earlier, as we read before, that he says he changes not. Now, our time is quickly running out, but and we may have to pick this up on our next broadcast. But clearly, we see that God's will for us is healing. It's healing. Okay? Now think about it. We say the word disease, okay? And that word disease is broken ease. God doesn't want you to have broken ease. He wants you to have wonderful ease. Ease. He wants you to come into his rest. Okay, Jesus was made the curse for us. The scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. You need to begin to say what God says. By his stripes I am healed. If you need to say it all day long, throughout the day, every day, you say it and you say it and you say it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Whatsoever things you ask for when you pray, if you believe, and do not doubt, you have whatsoever you say. Begin to say, my friends, that you are healed. We're going to pick up on our next broadcast and continue on. Until then, we thank you for tuning in. God bless you. And we look forward to you joining us again. And remember, he has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Complete salvation. Praise God for you. God bless you. Have a great day today. And enjoy your day. Remember, by his stripes, you were healed. Bye-bye.
That has to be brought forth this morning. And let us lift it up now.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.